So let's review. The fourth and final parak of Masechtas Tainis details the laws of the Ma'amodis, as well as a description of the national tragedies and the fasts that commemorate them on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. The Masechta ends on a positive note that discusses the most festive times for Klal Yisrael, Yom Kippur, and the Chamisha Asar B'Av. So like the Mishnah, B'Shloisha Prakim Hashana, Koyinim Nisnes Kapein Arba Pam B'Yim, B'Shachris, B'Musav, B'Mincha, U'B'Neila Sharim. On three occasions during the year, the Kohanim raise their hands to bless the people by reciting Birchas Kohanim four times that day, at Shachris, Musav, Mincha, and Ne'ilah, B'Tainias on fast days, Uve Ma'amodis during the Tfilas of the Ma'amodis, Uve Yom Kippurim and on Yom Kippur. Elo Hein Ma'amodis. The Mishnah proceeds to describe and explain the Ma'amodis. Lafisha Nemet Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael, Es Korbani Lachmi. The Torah commands Klal Yisrael to bring a communal korban tamid twice daily. This is a korban tzibur, purchased from the machzah shekel funds collected from every person. How can a person's korban be brought when he's not there? In this case, Klal Yisrael. Therefore, hiskinu nevim harishayim esrim v'arba mishmaris al kol mishmar mishmar hayimaimid b'Yerushalayim shel kahanim shel levim shel Yisraelim. The early prophets created 24 mishmaris groups. And from each mishmar, there was a maimed in Yerushalayim consisting of Kahanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Higiyaz man ha-mishmar lalois, Kahanim, Levim, Oilim, Yerushalayim, Yisrom, Shabbo, Yisim, Mishmar, Miskansin, Lorein, Bekarin, Bemaisa, Bereshus. When the time came for each mishmar to go up to Yerushalayim, the Kahanim, Levim of that mishmar would go up to Yerushalayim, and the Yisraelim of that mishmar would assemble in their own towns and reap sukkim from Maisa, Bereshus. Rashi here reconciles an apparent contradiction. The Mishnah first says, I call Mishma Mishma Hoyimaimid B'Yushalayim, B'Shal Yisraelim. The Mishnah then says, V'Yisrael Shabbosim Mishma Wisconsin Lorain. Rashi explains, the Yisraelim of the Ma'amodis were separated into two parts. Some of them lived in Yerushalayim, and they would be present at the time of Hakrabas Karbonis. The others stayed in their hometowns in Davin and read the Maisa Bereshis. The Gemara in the next daf elaborates. The rest of the Mishnah will be reviewed with the Gemara. The Gemara explains the wording of the Mishnah, which implies that on all three occasions, B'Tainias, B'Ma'amodis, Yom Kippurim, there were four tefillas, which is not quite accurate, because B'Tainias and B'Ma'amodis mi'ika musaf, we do not necessarily daven musaf on the days of the fast or B'Ma'amodis. The Gemara resolves this and says, Chesur mechstra v'achiktani. There are some words missing from the Mishnah, and it should read as follows, B'Shloisha prakim kahanim nisnis kapein kol zman shemespalan. On three occasions, the Kohanim recite Birchas Kohanim at all tefillas of the day. And on some of them, they do it four times at Shachris, Musav, Mincha, Ne'ilah. The Mishnah now lists the three times. Now, on Yom Kippur, since there is always a Karban Musav, there is always four tefillas. In the Ma'amodis, it depends. On most weekdays, there is no Karban Musav, therefore only three tefillas. On Rosh Chodesh, there is a Karban Musav, hence four tefillas. On the fast days, generally, there are only three tefillas. However, as we learned in the second parak, if one of the middle fast days came out on Rosh Chodesh, we do fast, and there would be four tefillas. The Gemara cites a brisa that there are actually three shitas, three opinions in this matter. Shachris, Musav, Mincha, Ne'ilah, Kulon, Yesh, Ben Nesis, Kepayim, Devre Meir. This is also the opinion of the Tan of our Mishnah, that the Kohanim would recite Birchas Kohanim in as many tefillas as there are on that day, up to four times. Rehuda Eimer, Shachris and Musav yesh ben nesis kapayim, Mincha v'ne'ilah ein ben nesis kapayim. There is Birkas Kahanim at Shachris and Musav only, but not at Mincha and Ne'ilah. Rehuda Eimer, Ne'ilah yesh ben nesis kapayim, Mincha ein ben nesis kapayim. There is Birkas Kahanim at Shachris, Musav and Ne'ilah, but not at Mincha. The Gemara explains their reasoning. Remeir Savar, Kol Yoyma, Taima Mai Loi Parashi, Kan Miyadai B'Mincha Asa, Mishum Shichrus. Remeir says that the reason we do not recite Birkas Kohanim at Mincha all year is because it is usually after the meal at which they drank wine, which prohibits the Kohanim from reciting Birkas Kohanim. However, Ha'idna Leka Shichrus, on these three occasions they are fasting, therefore they may recite Birkas Kohanim at Mincha and Ne'ilah. Behuda says, Mincha v'Ne'ilah D'chol Yoyma Shchicha Shichrus, Gazi B'Rabbanan. Acham made a gzera not to recite Birchas Kohanim at Mincha Ne'ilah, even on a fast day, because of all year. Rav Yehesi Savar, Mincha de'isa b'chol yema gazu b'rabbanan, Ne'ilah de'lasa b'chol yema le'gazu b'rabbanan. This gzera only applies to Mincha which we have all year, but does not apply to Ne'ilah, which we do not have all year. The Gemara cites three Amurim that we paskin like Remeir, but with different opinions as to how emphatically we hold this way. Halacha Remeir, the halacha follows Remeir, which means Darshina la Beperka, we paskin like him in the public Shirim. Minik Remeir, the custom follows Remeir, which means Midrash le Darshinan, Aruya Marinan, we do not teach it publicly, but we paskin like this for one who comes to us privately. Nagu ha'am k'remeir, people are accustomed to follow the opinion of Remeir, which means arui lemarinan, ve'aved aved v'lemarin le. We do not rule this way, even for an individual, but if one follows his opinion, we do not protest. However, the Gemara concludes v'halacha k'Reb Yosi, and the halacha follows Reb Yosi that there is berachas kohanim at shachris, musaf, and ne'ilah, but not at milcha. We must point out that this is only in Eretz Yisrael, where they always recite Birkas Kainim at Shacharis and Musaf, but in Chutz La'aretz, where we always recite Birkas Kainim only at Musaf, we do so on Yom Kippur as well. The Gemara now teaches Vishikur Asur B'Nesis Kepayim Menon Nemili. We derive this halacha from Nazir. Lama Nismacha Parshas Kain Mevarach LaParshas Nazir, Loi Melacha Man Nazir Asur B'Yayin, Af Kain Mevarach Asur B'Yayin. The parasha of Birkas Kohanim is written right after the parasha of Nazir to teach that like a Nazir who may not drink wine, a Kohen before reciting Birkas Kohanim may not drink wine. However, the Gemara concludes, Asmachta ninu midrabanan. The halacha is actually only midrabanan, and the psukim are merely an asmachta.